Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Philly Special, the inside story of how the Philadelphia Eagles won their first Super Bowl championship, by Sal Palantonio, narrated by Barry Abrams. The job is not to make simple things complicated, but to make complicated things comprehensible. In other words, what's really going on here? Arthur Miller. Prologue. The 2017 Philadelphia Eagles were a great team, but they were an even better story. It's the story of how a star-crossed NFL franchise defied the critics and the odds makers, won its first Super Bowl title, and became America's team. Several days after it happened, former NFL wide receiver Nate Burleson said on NFL Network, "It's a movie." Yes, you could say that. But it was all too real. I saw it with my own eyes. I had a front row seat the whole way. In short, I lived it. What follows is the inside story of how it really happened. For me, the highlight of the story came just minutes after Tom Brady's Hail Mary pass to tight end Rob Gronkowski fell harmlessly to earth at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis on Sunday, February 4th. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell handed Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie the Lombardi Trophy. Green and white confetti were shot into the air with hydraulic cannons and cascaded onto the players and coaches and their families. Doug Peterson slowly descended from the national television riser and found me waiting at the bottom of the steps. Here we were, two guys who live just a mile or so from one another in the small town of Moorestown, New Jersey, which is about 15 miles from the Eagles' home stadium, Lincoln Financial Field in South Philadelphia. At that moment, we seemed to be suspended at the confluence of our careers and history, with hundreds of cameras and reporters from all over the world surrounding us, talking to one another about how the Eagles did it, beat the mighty New England Patriots, and won their first Super Bowl title. We looked at each other, the camera rolling. A moment frozen in time and bright lights. Then, my instincts just took over. I knew I had just a few minutes before Peterson's NFL escort was going to yank him away from me. So, I discarded the pleasantries and just did my job. I asked him a question. "Doug," I began, "you said all along this would be a 60-minute game. It would come down to the end. How did you do it?"
"It's just a resilient group, Sal," he said. "They battled all year long. I just made my mind up to stay aggressive all the way throughout the game. Trust our players. Trust our quarterback. Trust our players to make plays."
Oh boy, was he aggressive. In the annals of Super Bowl head coaches, Peterson may go down as the greatest gambler ever, and I know exactly where that came from. I remember talking with Peterson the morning of his first regular season game, Sunday, September 11, 2016. His father, Gordon, who was his mentor and taught him the game of football, had passed away in Monroe, Louisiana, just 9 days earlier. It was a tough 9 days for Doug, his wife Jeannie, and their family, burying the patriarch of the Peterson family, the man who infused family, church, and football into the fabric of their lives, was not going to be there when his son put on the headset on an NFL sideline as the head coach of a pro football team for the first time. In fact, Peterson had missed part of the week of preparation to attend the funeral and be with his mom Terry, brother David, and sister Kathy in Louisiana. So Peterson was about to take the field in his professional debut with a hole in his heart. That morning, the Eagles' public relations staff had warned me that I only had time for 3 questions. Talking to an NFL head coach before the game at the stadium is pretty rare. It happens maybe once or twice a season. Got to be a coach who's pretty comfortable dealing with the media. Let's put it this way, it's not something Patriots coach Bill Belichick would ever agree to do. Peterson is the polar opposite. But still, it was his first game. I can tell you for a fact, having covered the NFL for 25 years, that just doesn't happen. I asked Doug about the game, then his talking points to the team.